So after quoting from the rose deposition several times in some of their stupid motions, they tried to move to get the full thing completely sealed forever because they didn't want any part of it released because they probably felt like it wouldn't help their case, I guess. But I guess that was rejected. So we have the deposition for Rose. Now you can find out why I've been so triggered since August, I think. 23rd is when this happened. Keep in mind that Pixie sat through this entire thing, so... H3 sub still copes about the CSAM in a post. The H3 sub is full of fucking retards. I don't care. That audience is fucking retarded, and Ethan is fucking retarded. I don't care about them. It's never changing. Okay. He'll never walk back on that. Mr. Pedo Troll. The videographer. This is Stephen Hoog with the LVS Group, Inc. And the operator of this camera. We're on record October 23rd, 2025. The time is 9:24 a.m. as indicated on the video screen. We are at blank blank, Illinois. This is the videotape deposition of blank blank. This case is captioned Jane Doe versus Stephen K. Bonnell, the second, case number 25CV20757. Will the attorneys please identify themselves for the video record? Ms. Schlump Peters, Joan Schlump Peters, on behalf of the plaintiff. Mr. Camara, good morning. Jay Camara, along with my colleague Joel Sichel, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. So Jane Doe is in the room when this is happening. No, I think she's on Zoom. She's attending this via Zoom. Good morning, Jay Camara, along with my colleague, Joe Sichel. We're from Burke Brettler, LLP. We're counsel for defendant Stephen K. Bonnell, a.k.a. Destiny. The court reporter today is Amy Bateman with Latimer Reporting. Will you please swear in the witness? Witness sworn. The videographer, please proceed. So for background, this deposition was set up because Kiwi Farms managed to fully dox and figure out the identity of who Rose was or purported to be. And then a person from Gisticle's Discord server, Saba Sexual, began to harass her, her mom, her dad, and her siblings until they agreed to cooperate with Joan to sit for a deposition. So then now they've agreed to sit for this deposition. Joan is excited for this deposition because the things that they're looking for are, one, to try to get more information that I'm a pedophile that they can throw into random filings, even though technically it has no bearing on this case. And then the second part is to try to get some confirmation on the date that I had a conversation with this person to bring it in range of the law that Pixie is erroneously suing me under, that she knows she's erroneously suing me under, because this law wasn't active when we had been communicating. So these are the two things, basically, that Joan is trying to get out of this deposition that Gisticle's Discord server harassed this person into attending. Based. King. Ms. Schlump-Peters, counsel, can we agree to the standard stipulations, objections, other than to form, privilege, waived until trial? Mr. Camara says, you're welcome to designate this transcript as confidential pursuant to the party's protective order. In this case, we have no objection to that. Ms. Peters says, okay, I'm going to do that, but just in terms of waiving objections until time of trial, are we agreed to that, or do you want to proceed under the federal rules of civil procedure? Waiving objections to the testimony? No. Or object, can you specify which objections you're referring to? She said, it's just the standard stipulation that you reserve your objections other than as to form and privilege until the time of trial. I don't know what this means. I've never heard this in my life. I don't think she's even actually really has a law degree. I don't know if she's, I don't know. But I don't know. I also might just not be aware of this or what this means. But I'm not understanding what you're asking. She says, okay. One of my guys say, essentially reserve all objections. She says, until the time of trial. Mr. Kramer says, sure. She says, yes. He says, agreed. She says, okay, so all objections, except as to the form of question or to privilege, are reserved until the time of trial or other use of this deposition without being waived. Correct? Oh, I think I understand. So you're saying that even if you don't object here in the deposition, you would be able to object maybe at the time of trial, I guess. I don't know how common that is either. Maybe they do it sometimes. And also standard, the witness will read and sign the transcript within 30 days of receipt. And for the record, I do want to state this deposition is taken pursuant to the court's protective order, a docket 116. So, Amy, please mark the entire transcript and all exhibits as confidential, subject to protective order. The court reporter says yes. Joan says thank you. Today is October 23rd, 2025. We're here for the deposition of Rose in the matter of Jane Doe versus Stephen Bonnell, pending in the United States District Court for the District of Florida, case number 25207757, whereupon... Rose called as a witness herein, having been first fully sworn, was examined and testified as follows. By Miss Schlump Peters, by Joan. Good morning, Miss Rose. Are you okay if I address you as blank, or would you prefer blank? I'll just say Rose. Rose is fine. Rose, thank you. My name is Joan Peters. I represent the plaintiff, Jane Doe, and these are counsel for the defendant, and they might also be asking you questions today. Before I begin, I want to make sure you understand how a deposition proceeds. First, you're under oath. So your testimony today is the same force as if you were in court, This deposition will essentially be a question and answer. Make sure you wait until I finish any question before you answer. Please listen carefully to each question. If you don't understand the question, just tell me and I will rephrase it. If you answer it, I will assume that you understood the question. You have to answer each question audibly, so shaking your head yes or no won't get recorded on the record. If you don't know the answer or don't remember, it's perfectly fine to say so. Please don't guess or speculate. If you realize later that you need to correct or clarify something, you'll have a chance to review the transcript and make changes on what's called an errata sheet at the end of the transcript. You're going to receive the transcript within a few days after today, and you'll have a chance to review it, and then you'll need to sign it and return it. And if you need a break at any time, just let me know. We can go off the record and turn the video off. If there's a question pending, you'll need to answer the question first, and then we'll take the break. Do you understand? Yes. Okay, and next, because you are not represented by counsel here today, I want to make clear that I don't represent you, and neither does counsel for the defendant, but if you have any questions during the deposition, I can answer your questions. I just can't give you legal advice. Okay. Okay. All right. Can you please state your full name for the record? Rose, Rose, Rose. How old are you? Age? Where do you currently live? Where she currently lives? Now, you were served with a subpoena in this matter, correct? She said, yes. Joan says, if you could just take a look at this and tell me if this is the subpoena that you were served with. Come here, Mr. I said Joel. No, this is, fuck, I should remember their first names, but this is one of my lawyers. Mr. Kamara, Ms. Peters, do you have a copy of the exhibits that you're going to be showing to the witness? Joan says, I do. I just don't have a copy of the subpoena. He says, okay. Rose says, yes. And then Joan says, which I did provide. Okay, so yes, this is the copy of the subpoena, correct? She says, yes, I'm going to mark this as exhibit one, but the reporter says I can do that now. And then Joan says, okay, and then can I have it back? Exhibit one is marked. Joan says, thank you. So the subpoena asked you to produce documents, correct? She says, yes. And did you produce documents? Yes. Okay, I am now going to show you a set of documents. Please review them and tell me if these are the documents that you produced. Disregard the confidential marked on them, but otherwise. Joel, I think that's his name. Joel says, Ms. Peters, to the extent you're questioning the witness about a document, Joan says, oh, sorry. He says, we'll need a copy of these. Joan says, sorry about that. And I do have another copy for you, which I will be marking as an exhibit, so... Rose says, yep. Joan says, did you produce any other documents other than these? Rose says, no. She says, Joan says, okay. The reporter says, this is number two, counsel. Joan says, yes, and please mark this as exhibit two, which are documents marked confidential and are bait stamped AH1 through 10. Exhibit number two marked by Joan. Now, one of the things that was requested in the subpoena, blank, was communications. Oh, I'm guessing that's not Rose, was communications between you and Solo Tiny Leaks. I'll just say Solo from January 1st, 2022 through the present. Do you have any other responsive documents that you did not produce in that packet? No. Okay, what about communications between you and the defendant, Destiny? Yes. No. On any of your different accounts that you would have for communication? No. No. Okay. Now, looking at the first page of Exhibit 2, can you confirm that this is a copy of your birth certificate? Yes. Thank you. Okay. Now, turn. If you turn to the next page, which is Bates stamped AH2, and then 3, 4, 5, and 6, can you tell me what this is? Jake says, Ms. Peters, the copy you gave me jumps from AH1 to AH3. I do not have AH2. Joan says, here, can you look at this copy? Let me make sure this one, all right, yeah, this one is complete. Oh, it's Jack and Joel, not Jake. Is it Jack? Maybe it's Jack. I should just check, hold on. It's Jake, it is Jake. Oh, okay, that sounds more correct. Joan says, here, can you look at this copy? Let me make sure this one, all right. Yeah, this one is complete. Jake says, thank you. Joan says, sorry about that. Joan says, okay, so can you tell me what these pages are? Jake says, objection, vague and ambiguous. Joan says, go ahead and answer. Rose says, these were emails I got from someone named Callum. This is Sabasexual from Gisticle's Discord server, who's still in there. They're all posting about this today, by the way. These were emails I got from someone named Callum telling me that I got doxxed online, and he sent me lots of emails about screenshots he found online and stuff. Joan says, okay, and who is Callum? She says, I don't know. Joan says, did you ever respond to Callum? She says, a couple times. By the way, Joan also personally requested Callum to continue to reach out to Rose to try to bring her into the court case. That was something that Sabasexual leaked all by himself on Jessica's Discord server. Okay, now in this document on AH2, it shows your email address is whatever.com. She says, Rose says, yes. Joan says, okay, this is your current email address, correct? She says, yes. And Joan says, was it also your email address beginning in 2022? Yes. So you don't, have you had any other email addresses besides this one? Yes. Can you tell me what those are? I imagine this contains probably the email as like personal identifying information, so it's probably censored here. Back and forth. And when was this email address created? Rose says, when I was a kid, I don't remember. Joan says, okay, so probably prior to 2022. Yes. Okay. And you still use that email today? Not very much. Okay, and turning to AH-8, it's a document with a name on it, Ben Conway. Can you tell us what this is? This was a Snapchat username Solo made to try and contact me back in February, and I blocked it. I did talk to him, though. February of this year? Mm-hmm. Okay. The reporter asks, is that a yes? And then Rose says, yes. Joan says, and you said you did contact. You blocked him, but then you did speak with him. And then Rose says, he reached out to me on this through Snapchat. I accepted him. I told him not to talk to me or reach out to me. And then he threatened me. So I blocked him and I told my parents. So my guess is it's probably threatened me something about visiting where she lives or something that's blocked out here because of personal information. I think all of the stuff that's going to be redacted here is probably going to be, all of it is going to be personally identifying information for her. He wanted to call me, but I didn't call him. Joan says, okay, so after that communication is when you blocked him. Indicating, so I guess Rose nodded or something here. And to confirm, Ben Conway, is that the legal name of Solo? That's what he said it was, so I don't know if that's real or not, but that's what I knew him by. When did you meet him? November of 2021. And how did you meet him? An app called Yubo. Yubo? U-B-O? No, Y-U-B-O. Y-U-B-O. Is that like a dating app or... She says, it's supposed to be an app for kids to make friends, so you have to be under the age of 18, technically. And how old was he when you met him? 21. How old were you at that time? 17. And where was he living when you met him? He told me he lived on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, but I think he actually lives in Oxford in England, is what he told me later. And so you met him on Yubo. When did you meet him in person? I never met him in person. Did he ever provide you with any form of legal identification or show you any legal identification? No. No. And what leads you to believe that he was living in Oxford, England during this time period? So this first thing is, this first answer is not that great because Joan is trying to find a way to impeach the idea or to raise this kind of like false narrative that Kiwi Farms was trying to push and Pixie is retardedly trying to push that there's some disagreement about the timestamps of messages that were sent. The messages are very clearly marked in a European date format, but they're trying to say, oh no, I think it was the month and date aren't actually swapped. This is real. And it's like, no, you can tell by the rest of them. So him living in Europe is bad for them because now the timestamps and the date format make sense for us and it hurts their case. So now Joan has to press on this idea a little bit because she has to raise doubt that this guy's actually from Europe. Because now it's kind of fucking over that part of the deposition. This is one thing they hoped to create some ambiguity around, and they kind of just lost that here. But and what leads you to believe that he was living in Oxford, England during this time period? He had an accent, and he, whenever I asked to meet, he would make up an excuse, so that made me assume he's not actually there. And he also told me he, that's where he's from, he told me later on in our relationship when I was breaking up with him, in August, I think, that he actually had been living in Oxford for longer than he told me. Okay. So would you say you started a relationship with him beginning in November 2021, or November 21st, 2021, maybe? I don't know. Yes. Yes. Okay. Do you have any idea whether he's an American citizen or a British citizen? I think he's British. He had an accent, and it never, like, changed. Also, I could be wrong. I think, I don't know if this age for him is correct. I think he might have, he said 21, but I think he might be, I'm trying to think, he might be 24. I think he might have lied about his age. I would have to go back and check, but I think he's 24, but not that it matters much here, but. Do you have any idea whether he's an American citizen or a British citizen? I think he's British. He had an accent and it never like changed. Okay. Also, there is stuff online that pointed to him living in England because of in America, how dates are. It's month, date, year, but in England it's different, and so screenshots between him and Destiny talking showed a different date form. So I don't know how much Saba has leaked, but I've seen other emails that Saba didn't make public. I don't think he's aware of that, which is why I could speak a little bit more confidently about some shit that he's a little bit more cagey about. But one of the things that he was doing was he was providing a lot of information to her in these emails about stuff he was finding, and he was asking her, like, hey, do you know about the date format for this, or do you have any information about this or that? He was trying to mine her for information about the case that he could pass on to Joan. So sometimes she'll refer to things like this, and she's referring to things that the Callum guy has basically put in emails to her. Okay, so there's also, I believe, a 6-5 or 6-hour time difference between England and the United States. Were you there in person for this? No, I was flying. So when you were communicating with him, were you aware of that time difference? Yeah, he often would sleep in the morning and then he'd be awake like later afternoon until late at night. And then he would do his work usually. When I went to bed, he'd have me stay up until like 1 o'clock, I think. And he would say that he had to go and do work. Do you have any knowledge as to where he currently resides? No. So this is a long distance relationship the entire time? Yes, that you were together. So he never went to your family home? No. No. He never met your family? No. Okay. When did your relationship with him end? August of 2022. Hold on 1 second. Is there evidence showing a connection between Joan and the Saba guy? Yeah, hold on. This is like one of the emails that Callum sent trying to get her to reach out to Joan. Hello, I've been trying to reach out to you, connect you with a law firm involved in a case against Steve Abunnell II, also known as Destiny. I contacted you from a different email, but you stopped responding. They currently just want to know two things, whether you were in the USA or Europe on April 10th, 2022, and the same for October 4th, 2022. They also want details regarding Solo, but that is less urgent at the moment. Nice. This isn't a play to trap you or to expose you to further harassment. A recent court order was granted, which will protect your identity from the public, and the defendant is restricted from sharing any information found during discovery. I have continued to try and get social media posts and profiles of yours taken down as a show of good faith and to reduce risk for yourself. I hope people try to cooperate. And if you do, please contact petersjoan@bellsouth.net. And I think the only picture he posted on the server was kind of like lower resolution, but the identity of Ro. Oh, also, this is also proof, by the way, that Pixie lied in their filings when they said they had hired a private detective to find Rose. They didn't. They were just going by the what was being emailed to them. The identity of Rose has been found by some people at, unfortunately, Kiwi Farms. I've done some of my own research to try and confirm the details and the moles? Rolls? The something? I don't know what that says. Joan says, thank you. This is very helpful information. Much appreciated. Saba says, I've made contact with Rose via email and told her to contact you with Solo's information. If she doesn't contact you within the next few days, let me know and I will give you her email address. Joan says, thank you. We will definitely let you know if we do not hear from Rose. We are very much interested in speaking with Solo and Rose, if at all possible. Then Joan follows up. 20 hours later, I think. Hi, Callum. We haven't heard anything from Rose yet. We very much would like to speak with her. Could you facilitate that or send us her email so we can try and communicate with her? Thank you, Joan. I have been contacting her through the email address, and then he lists one of them. Thank you. Does it seem like she is at all willing to help Pixie in her case? He says, I honestly don't think she's willing to help. I've helped her get some of her information off the internet to avoid harassment to her and her family, but, and then the rest of it cuts off. So he was aware that he was harassing her and that she had no desire to be involved in this and didn't want anything to do with any of this, but neither of them gave a fuck. Pixie doesn't give a fuck. None of the people involved in this give a fuck because these people are all literally degenerate scum. And then in a very dark and sad way, I guess technically this all ended up being very helpful to me, but I mean, it came at the expense of this person's mental health and privacy. And then just as a quick thing for the types of communication that Saba was pushing, because Rose didn't have interest in responding to his email, so he started to email her entire family. Assistance for investigation. I'm aware that you are fairly close to Rose. I'm not prying for any information about her. And then trying to get a hold of Rose. I've been trying to get a hold of your sister. It's important she gets in contact with. I've been trying to get a hold of your daughter. It's also important. It's important she gets in contact with. I'm trying to get a hold of your daughter. So he's like emailing her friends, her family members, people that he can find from her Facebook and everything. Yeah. Again, this guy is still a logistical server. They're probably talking about this literally right the fuck now. And I'm sure they're laughing about it and everything else. But yeah. Oh, they are actually. Somebody just sent me a screenshot. Nice. Trying to think of where this transcript, I'm just curious what was redacted here. I can't read it out loud, but if it is redacted, it should just be like basically personally identifiable information related to her. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck, I don't know what it is, but anyway. Destiny, how much did you know about what she was going to testify before the deposition? Or was this stuff a surprise to everyone? Your lawyer seems like a human being when she's talking about the traumatic bits. I sent them a separate email thanking them because they handled this very well. I do feel insanely bad for her and her involvement. I had no idea. I didn't know what she was going to testify because I've never talked to this person before, apparently. The only time I ever reached out, I think, was I sent like a Facebook message, I think in June, It was after she was doxxed or whatever on Kiwi Farms and before she was doxxed in July. Now people are going to say this is evidence I knew who she was before. But I think after she was doxxed, I found her Facebook and I sent her a message and then she blocked me immediately. And I was like, oh, God, I guess she doesn't want to fucking talk to me. But we'll get to that. Okay. And between August 22nd, 2022 and February of 2025, did you have any communication with him? I don't think so. He tried to reach out to me a lot, so he would find, I had to delete my Discord and my Instagram because he would find my Discord and make new accounts and trying to follow me on them or on Snapchat, but I don't remember talking to him in between then. Okay, we're going to get into your Discord account a little bit later. I want to show you in what has been marked as Exhibit 2, which is in front of you, if you could turn to page 9 and 10. How did you communicate with Ben? We talked through Snapchat, we messaged through Snapchat, and on Discord we also messaged, but that's blah, blah, blah. Have my face camera on, but he wouldn't. So did you ever see his face? Not live. Did you communicate other than Snapchat and Discord on any other platform, Facebook or Twitter? Skype? Skype phone call or, yeah, and messaging? Not very much messaging, but Skype call, yeah, and video call. And then I know Instagram, I don't think, and then Facebook, or no, iMessage, no emails. I don't think so, but I don't remember. All right, that's fine. And so your Snapchat messages with him, would those still be on your phone? No. Did you delete your account, or when I stopped being in a relationship with him, I unfriended him and blocked him. And I don't know if he still has his old Snapchat account, because when I looked in my blocked like accounts, his name doesn't pop up for his old one. Okay, what was your cell phone number in 2022? I imagine this is her cell phone number. Is that still your current? Yeah, number, thank you. So when you met, or I'm gonna say met, I know it wasn't in person, but just that you met him long distance in November of 2021, did you have a Discord account? Yeah, when was your Discord account created? I think in 2020. And what was your username on your account? I don't remember, I deleted that. Okay, so you created a Discord account yourself in 2020? Yeah. And when did you delete it? I think like a week after I broke up with Ben because he kept trying to contact me. So sometime in August of 2022. August or September, because I broke up with him later in August, I think. Okay. But I'm not exactly sure. And it would have been created either with your cell phone number at the time or your email address. Yeah. And Ben had a Discord account when you met him? Yeah. Yes. Do you know what was Ben's Discord username? Yeah, it was Rose, capital R, of, capital O, the, capital T, garden, capital G, and with Discord, you have like a hashtag, okay, with a number, and his number was 2043. Did you have a Twitter account prior to meeting Ben? I don't think so. No. How about, did you have an Instagram account prior to meeting him? Yeah. Yes. Facebook? Maybe, I don't remember. And have you ever had an account with Kiwi Farms? No. No. Did Ben have a Twitter account? Yeah. Do you know what his Twitter account username was or any? I don't know what his one that he had before me that he used, but he made one impersonating me called Rose, capital R, is, capital I, and then capital C-U-M-M-I-N-G. So to make that account, did he use your like email address or a phone number in order to create it? No, he just used my face as a profile picture. Did he use his own identifying information to create it, such as email or phone number? I think so. Jake objects. I'm going to object. The witness lacks personal knowledge, calls for speculation. John says, do you recollect when this Twitter account was created, the one that you just stated that Ben created under with your profile photo? Sometime in 2022, but I don't remember months. Okay, maybe early 2022? Maybe, I don't know. Okay, now you had access to this account? I don't think so. No, you never went on that Twitter account. No, he let me make a Twitter account that was just like for looking at it because he'd want me to like look at it and screen share, or sometimes he would screen share himself and show me that account, but I didn't have access to it. No. Okay, and what was the Twitter account that you created? I don't remember. Do you still have that account? No. So you created that account after you started your relationship with Ben? Yeah. And what do you recollect what your username was? No. Do you remember if you had used your email or your phone number to create the account? I don't remember. That's okay. And do you have any idea when you deleted it? No, I don't know. Sometime in 2022? Yeah. So Ben never shared the login credentials for the account that he created with your profile photo. Jake said, objection, leading. Rose says, I don't know. Can you rephrase that? Jones says, sure. Did Ben share his login credentials, like his username and password, to access the Twitter account that he created with your profile photo? Share it to me? Yes. Oh, no. Okay. So you stated that you had an Instagram account prior to meeting Ben? Yeah. Did you create any new account after meeting him? Not on Instagram. Okay. And I apologize if I asked you this already, but do you recollect what your username is on the Instagram account? This was an old one. I have a new. Well, I had to delete that one too. I don't remember. So the Instagram account that you had back in November 2021 when you met Ben, that account is no longer active? Yeah, it's deleted. Deleted? Yeah. And do you have an idea of when it was deleted? Around the same time, I had to delete my Discord account. Okay. And approximately when did you set up a new Instagram account? Probably sometime in 2022 or 2023, but I don't remember exactly when. And why did you delete the Instagram account? Because Ben was trying to contact me through it. Okay, so you set up your Discord account back in 2020, and you used that account to communicate with Ben? Yeah. Objection compound from Jake, Joan. And you stated that you don't recollect the username on that Discord account? No, I might. It might be my friends know. I don't know. I could maybe find it for you if I can look through my camera roll, because I know I used to take pictures of like messages between my friend group and I before I met Ben, so maybe I'll have it, but I don't know it off the top of my head. Okay, understood. I'm going to ask you to try to find that information as to what the username on the account was. Okay. Or if there was what email address or cell phone number was associated with it. Okay. And did anyone else have access to that Discord account? I don't think so. Did you ever give Ben your username and password for that account? Jake says, objection, vague, which account? Joan says, the account that she created in 2020. Go ahead. Rose says, I don't remember. Joan says, okay, now, after you met Ben, was there another Discord account created? No. Did he create an account using your information? Jake says, objection, vague, what kind of account are we referring to? Joan says, Discord. Rose says, not to my knowledge. Joan says, not to your knowledge. Okay. So this Discord account that you created in 2020 is the only Discord account that you've ever had in your name. I made another one after Ben that I have now. Okay. So let's refer to the first one as your 2020 Discord account. Yeah. And then the second one, when was that created? I can look at my phone if you want, and I just need an approximate idea. Jake, objection, calls for speculation. I don't know. Maybe 2023. Joan. Okay. And for your 2020 Discord account, did you ever give Ben your username and password so that he could access the account? Not that I can remember. Okay. And when was that account deleted? The 2020 one? Yes, 2020. A little after I broke up with him, a week, maybe in September of 2022. Now, after your 2020 Discord account was initially created, did you ever change your username or password? Maybe the password, because sometimes I forget my passwords, but I don't remember when. Okay, but you do not. Do you recall changing the username? No. So, Rose, I'm going to show you. It's a stack of documents, and these documents were produced by the defendant in this case. They have been bait stamped SB1617 through SB1919, and they are all marked confidential. And taking a look at what is marked as SB1618, do you recognize this as Discord messages? Now, the reason they're saying SB1617 through SB1919, these are bait stamps for Stephen Bunnell, and then the reason why there are so many of these is because I provided a lot of documents because it was responsive to all of their requests for discovery. So they have all the information that they could possibly need. And I still have nothing from Pixie, by the way. But, you know. What is baits? Bait stamps are just ways to refer to stamps, I think, in a court case, because sometimes it can be millions of documents. So you just have a stamp to refer directly to like a document, so in case you're ever getting confused on things. Jake, again, Miss Peters, if you're going to present the witness with a document, we need to have a copy as well. Joan says, you did say you had all of these documents, but here is, Jake says, I need a hard copy to reference, please. Thank you. Is this entire stack of hundreds of pages being entered as an exhibit? Joan says, I did not mark it as an exhibit. No. Rose says, what was the question? Joan says, so do you recognize this as a... And then Jake says, excuse me, Joan, which page are you on right now? Joan says, this is 16. Rose says, 18. Joan says, 18. Jake says, thank you. Jones says, do you recognize this as a Discord exchange with the defendant Destiny? Rose says, it looks like Discord. Jake says, Joan, I'm missing page 1618. Jones says, what page do you have there? He says, Jake says, 1617, goes to 1619. Jones says, let me see if this is, it shouldn't be missing, but all right, hand me that one back and I'll, actually, I need this, but I'll give you 1618. Here you go. No, keep that. Jake says, thank you. Jones says, so you said that you recognize this as a Discord exchange? Rose says, yeah. And Jones says, and did you have a Discord account with the username Rose? No. No. So when you refer to your 2020 Discord account, what name would have appeared here for you? I don't remember, but it wasn't Rose. This, just because it says Destiny, this is just the name that you can present, but Discord actually gives you a longer name. So Rose, it wasn't just Rose as the username. That was just the name that it can present to you as. So for Discord, you can, it'll, it could look like Rose 1234, but if you just want the name, it could just be Rose. Okay, and do you recognize, at least from that page, any of those messages? No. No. And then the videographer says, can you move your microphone up higher for me? Joan says, oh, sure. The videographer says, thank you. Joan says, so were you aware of a Discord account that was created under the name Rose that was communicating with Destiny? I thought that Ben was talking to Destiny under his Rose of the Garden Discord, so I didn't know if there was a new one created or not. Okay, so this doesn't say Rose of the Garden. It just says Rose. That's what I'm saying, is just because it presents as Rose doesn't, the full name on Discord isn't always shown. So this could be Rose of the Garden instead of just Rose, is what I'm saying. Got it. So were you aware, did Ben tell you that he created a Discord account under the name Rose of the Garden or Rose, and would you communicate it with Destiny? Yeah. Yes. Did he share with you any of the messages or videos or attachments that were received? Sometimes, yeah. Yes. Did you ever have any access to that account? No. Ben never gave you login credentials to that account? No. So are you aware that excerpts from this chat thread between Rose and Destiny were leaked on the internet? Yeah. Yes. And when did you become aware of that? When that Callum guy emailed me. Ben didn't tell you? No. Are you also aware that a number of videos, sexually explicit videos, were released on the internet from this account? Of me? No, not of you. No. Okay, so you're not aware of the videos? Jake says, objection, vague. Joan says, do you know who the plaintiff is in this case? No. Are you aware that the defendant in this case sent a sexually explicit video of himself and the plaintiff to Rose on this Discord account that I just presented to you for the first time, that I just presented to you the first page of this, on the first page of the chat thread? There's a word missing here, sorry. I was told that Destiny sent, or like, sent blackmail porn of the Jane Doe to people, but I don't know who. This is all stuff, remember, that Callum has emailed her. That's where she's getting any of her information from this. Okay. Did Ben ever share with you any of the videos that you were sent by Destiny on that Discord chat thread? Like the videos of Destiny? Yes. Sometimes. Okay. Do you have any idea of how many videos Ben would have shared with you? He didn't share very many. I think I only saw probably a handful of videos that Destiny sent. And now that you're aware of this case, do you have an idea if you, do you have any knowledge of whether you saw the video that is at issue in this case, which is the video of the plaintiff and the defendant? No. No. Do you know if Ben shared any of the videos that he received with other people? Which videos? Any of the sexually explicit videos he received from Destiny? I don't know. So in December of 2024, after the leaks occurred, a user on Kiwi Farms questioned why you would have shared these videos and chat threads in the leak in November of 2024. And Sola replied, in regards to why she's sharing it now, she isn't. She gave me the account a while ago and told me I can do whatever I want with it. She doesn't really care about stuff being leaked. Jake says, objection, lacks foundation. You appear to be quoting from something, but if there's a document you're quoting from, please provide it to the witness. Joan asks, is this an accurate statement? Jake says, objection, vague and ambiguous. So by this point in the deposition, unfortunately I couldn't watch. I don't know if there's a video of this or not, but the description I've been given is that the energy has kind of shifted a lot because they've kind of like fucked themselves really hard on two major points. So one is they've kind of lost the pedo accusation that they really loved sticking in that footnote, and they know that they're going to be asked to change it or there are going to be sanctions coming. And now they've lost the timestamp argument as well that they were trying to strip some ambiguity around. So the subject matter jurisdiction question related to the Roe stuff is basically completely tossed at this point, and they're probably going to have to correct filings. So now Jones' goal has shifted into, I have to stir up some doubt about the credibility of the witness. I need to try to prove that she's lying. I need to fuck with this in some way, because like it's kind of, she has to try to salvage the deposition at this point, because it's very, very, very not good at this point. Jones says, okay, so Solo said that you gave him the account a while ago. This was a statement in December of 2024. Rose said, what account? Jake said, same objections. Jones says, the Discord account. Jake said, hearsay, lacks foundation, calls for speculation. Again, if you're referring to a document, please show the witness the document that you're referring to. Jones says, your objection is noted. So one of the issues is if you are setting up for a deposition, okay, you need to have all of your exhibits in a row. So you have to be able to provide exhibits to the opposing counsel. You need to be able to provide exhibits to the witness and then to the videographer so that they can stamp them as exhibits for the deposition. This is part of, I'm sure if there, there's a part of like your standard preparation for a deposition. You can't quote things that you can't show and be able to present as an exhibit. And if you have exhibits that you'd like to present or stamp for a deposition, you have to be able to give them to the opposing counsel as well. So everybody's reading from the same stuff so that everybody knows what they're referring to and can conduct the deposition in a proper manner, basically. How can Joan ignore so many objections from your lawyers? An objection is an objection in court presents, or I'm sorry, an objection in court prevents the testimony from continuing so that the jury can't hear things that a judge has sustained as a good objection. In a deposition, you don't have a judge to rule on whether or not the objection is good. So what you do is you object, and what the objection does is it preserves it for the record so that in an evidentiary hearing, pretrial stuff, you can, you know, argue, I don't think this should be in court. Look, I objected in the deposition. But you wouldn't be able to have somebody do like deposition after deposition after deposition and then argue, well, actually, I want to object to that. So you object to kind of preserve it on the record so that you can object when you're arguing on your pretrial evidentiary stuff or whatever bullshit, you know. The only objection I'm aware of where you can stop a deposition is for attorney-client privilege. Like that's the thing you can say, objection, attorney-client privilege, and you're not allowed to continue past that point. But okay, Joan, you can proceed to answer. Did you give the account a while ago to Solo? Rose said, no, there was no account to give him. Joan says, okay, because you stated that it was his account that he created, correct? Yeah. Okay. Did you ever tell him that you don't care about your stuff being leaked? No. No. Were you aware that he was going to leak any of the videos or chat thread from the Discord account before he did so? No. So he never asked for your permission? No. And your communication with Solo about the leaks is only what you testified to earlier regarding your communication on Instagram? Jake, objection, vague and ambiguous, lacks foundation. Rose says, iMessage on Instagram? Joan says, yeah, I thought you said it was Instagram that he reached out to you. Ben? Rose says, no, that's, Jake says, misstates prior testimony. Rose says, that was Snapchat. Joan says, sorry, my mistake. Snapchat. Rose says, I didn't know about the leaks until the Callum guy emailed me. So no, Ben never, okay, talk to me about that. And when was the first time approximately that Callum reached out to you? I don't remember. It's in here, August 26th. August 26th of 2025? Yeah. Okay, did anyone else contact you about the leaked materials after November of 2024? After November of 2024? Well, the leak occurred in November of 2024. Did anyone contact you about them besides Callum? No. No. Okay, this is just information about stuff that would be personally identifying, but not relevant to any of this. Okay. Oh, okay. And then Rose said, but people were reaching out to me on that and asking me if I was Rose. And so I had to delete my Instagrams because people kept trying to follow me. Oh, well, she's kind of referring to me. I think this is basically, she had like another Instagram account, but talking about the details of this account is like PII, it's personal identifying information. So she's saying, but people were reaching out to me on that and asking me if I was Rose. And so I had to delete my Instagrams because people kept trying to follow me. I had probably like 15 people try to follow me over the course of a week. And why would they have connected you with Rose based on your Instagram account? I don't know. I heard that Destiny tried to send a group of guys to find me because he wanted to talk to me. That's what I heard from this Callum guy. And so I think, like, my information got leaked online and people were able to find my Instagram somehow. Is that in the chat, the email thread with Callum that Destiny was trying to get in touch with you? Yeah, I think so. It might have just been on the first page. Something just like online that I found out. Yeah, I think so. It might have been on the first page.
I have no idea why this is censored, but okay. I'm not going to read it, but there's like, it's not relevant. It's just random stuff. That's weird.
Okay. Just like online that I found out. And when you say online, what form would that have been in? Twitter. When I found out about really from what Callum emailed me about, I didn't really know about the Pixie person. I was more concerned about myself because my address, a picture of my car, and everything got posted online. And Destiny did that. And Destiny? Destiny put my name and my address on Twitter. That's called doxing, right? Yeah. How did you have your name and address? I heard that, now remember, she's just repeating what, this is all the stuff that Seba has emailed her and told her. But Jake says, objection, calls for speculation by the witness. How is Callum not poisoning witness testimony? All of the witness testimony has been fucked by their side so hard. This is why I don't know what their goal is. Like, they never want to go to trial on any of this. Dude, Lauren's testimony is a billion times worse, and it was 9 hours long. You want to talk about poisoning the well? It is crazy how many men she is fucking and sucking and influencing behind the scenes to try to get them. It's unbelievable. I hope to God, especially because... because she was publicly saying she wanted the transcript to be unsealed. I'm pretty sure that's like a killer of like, oh yeah, fine, we'll unseal it. Like by their own request. Like the default is transcripts aren't sealed anyway. So I'm hoping that that one becomes available. I don't know if I probably won't read that whole one on stream because I'm not exaggerating. It was literally a 9-hour deposition, but there's a ton of, did Lauren's testimony include the Sixth Street incident? Yes. Yes, it did. And she admitted that she approached me and Lauren. She said she did. That she apparently, she said she wasn't recording a video, but she was FaceTiming with Pixie and she ran up to us. She admitted that in the deposition. So yeah, she was, of course, she's fucking lying about that publicly, obviously. But, and how did he have your name and address? That's called doxing, right? Rose says, you must read it or the people won't care. I don't even have the transcript of that. I even asked for it. But we have to wait for however long it takes for the court to do that, yeah. Okay, Jake says, objection, calls for speculation by the witness. Rose says, I heard that. Jake says, assumes facts not in evidence. Okay, John says, go ahead. Okay, and then Rose says, he put together a group of guys in Discord. There was like a Discord chat that he put together and wanted to find Rose, which was me, I guess. And basically, these people found out all kinds of information on me as possible. Destiny said that I went to blank, and I think maybe my name, and that I live in blank. And so these guys went out to try to find me. And I think that's all on Kiwi Farms, which was the place that I got like mostly doxed on. But did you see any of these posts on Kiwi Farms yourself? Yeah. Did Discord, any administration or administrator on Discord ever reach out to you about the leak? No. Have you ever been contacted from law enforcement? Or I'm sorry, from anybody in law enforcement? No. Okay, when did you first become aware of who Stephen Bonnell is? I think probably in like December. Ben really liked watching his streams. December of what year? 21. 21. So he would want us to watch his streams together or like YouTube channel. So did you start watching also? Mm-hmm. Yes? Yeah. Did you follow Destiny on any of the social media sites? On YouTube. And what name, under what name did you follow him on YouTube? I think it was just, this is her account, probably sounds like her real name or whatever. Were there any other social media sites that you followed Destiny on? Not that I can remember. Have you personally had any communications, direct communications with Destiny? No. So looking at Exhibit 2, which is in front of you on page 5, there's a screenshot on that page, which I believe is a message on Twitter. Is that right? Yeah. And can you tell us what the date of that message is? April 3rd, 2022? Yeah. Now, do you recognize this message? I mean, I got sent it by the Callum guy, so yeah, I recognize it there. Okay. So for this, you did not receive these messages yourself on Twitter? No. So this was not your Twitter account? No. And then looking at page 7 of that same exhibit, can you tell us what this is? Discord messages. A Discord message? Yeah. And it's between Rose and Destiny, correct? Yeah. And just for the record, it's dated a European date format, which would be July 30th, 2022, right? Yeah. And this is a screenshot that you provided? Yeah. This was given to me by Callum. Callum sent you this screenshot? I'm pretty sure, yeah. Oh, wait, no, sorry. This one, my friend, I asked my friend pretty soon after I got told that I was doxxed. I left all social media. So my best friend was the one that was watching online for things for me. And I asked her to send me because she told me that people found a date that proved that it was in European date format. So she found it for me on Twitter. This was posted on Twitter. So she sent you the screenshot to you on Twitter? No, not on Twitter. She's on Twitter. She found it. She took a screenshot and she sent it to me. Okay, but this is a Discord. Message. Okay, that she found on Twitter. Uh-huh. Okay, the reporter says, is that a yes? She says, yes. Jack says, objection, misstates prior testimony. Jones says, did she send you any other messages or chat threads that would be relevant to this lawsuit? No. Objection, vague and ambiguous. Joan, no. Do you know, is it your understanding that Ben created the Twitter account that we just looked at the screenshot of on what has been bait stamped AH5? Jake says, objection, calls for speculation. Rose says, yeah. Jake says, likes foundation. Joan says, yes. Rose says, yeah. And did he ask you for your permission to create that account with your information? No. Were you aware of the account? Yeah. Yes. Were you aware of videos being sent back and forth on that Twitter account? Yeah. Yes. Now you attended blank college, correct? Yeah. Okay. And when did you start attending blank college? I think it was 2021. Were you still in a relationship with Ben when you started attending blank college? I started attending before I knew Ben. Okay. Do you know if your cell phone number was ever given to the defendant, Destiny, in this case? No. You don't know if it was or not? I don't know. Okay. And you never spoke to him? No. No. Now we discussed the chat thread on Discord between Rose and Destiny and the fact that videos were being sent by Destiny. Did you, and then you stated that Ben sometimes shared some of those videos with you, correct? Yeah. What did you do with those videos after he shared them with you? I didn't do anything with them. He would send them in Snapchat and then delete them. He would delete them? Yeah. Okay, one second. Now, are you aware that on this same Discord account, I'm going to call it the Rose Discord. Okay. Basically, it's basically saying that Solo are having a conversation on this Discord account without personal stuff being revealed, but yeah. Joan says, okay, did you ever send those videos or images directly on the Rose Discord account? No. Okay, can you just hand me back that one page? She hands it back. Thank you. So I'm showing you what has been marked as SB1622. And if you look at the message dated April 3rd, 2022 at 9:28 p.m., can you tell us what that says? Do you want me to read it? Sure. The whole thing? No, just that one message. Which one? At 9:28 p.m. from Rose. Would you be down to call sometime? Okay. So here, Rose is offering to speak to Destiny. Okay. Excuse me? Okay. Yes. And did you ever tell Ben that you'd be willing to speak to Destiny? No. Okay. Any idea why he would have written that? Just because I didn't give Ben consent to do something doesn't mean I didn't have to do it. Ben would just make me do things whether or not I wanted to. It's basically, okay and all right. And then it's basically asking, like, were media files exchanged, basically. I will just say that much. It's vague as, yeah. Jake says, objection, vague and ambiguous, misstates prior testimony, compound. Joan says, Ben never asked you to look at the Discord account, or wait, Ben never asked you to look at the Discord account, the Rose Discord account? He would send screenshot pictures to send to me sometimes of texts. Okay, and why would he do that? I think he was bragging. So let's look at page 1623. I don't think it matters. I'm not saying the specific thing. Basically, this is just referring to particular things in Rose's house. We'll just say that media created in Rose's house. Things that are like personal things that like a random person wouldn't know. We'll just say that. Now, you testified earlier that Ben never went to your home. No, he didn't. And then this is like a question asking about kind of like stuff in the home. And then she says, basically, yeah. And he says, okay, is that something that you told him? Yeah. Okay, so I'm showing you what's been marked as SB1629. And if you could just read this, read to yourself the first few message exchanges. Okay, so you read that? Yeah. And now, so Destiny is telling you here that he likes blank, correct? I imagine some sexual thing, I'm guessing. Yeah. Okay. And then if you look at blank, blank, Jake says, objection to the prior question. Destiny wasn't telling her anything. Joan says, Rose is the name on the chat thread. Joan says, so now if you look at 1631 and 32, and if you look at the bottom of 1631, what? Well, that's annoying. Well, hold on. So I think that as per the rules for the redactions on the deposition, it's not only just personally identifiable information. It might be some sexual information regarding, because it's considered, it can be embarrassing or humiliating for the deponent. So basically, what this is I'm having a conversation with the Rose account. We're talking about a thing, and then media of that particular thing is then being sent to me. And then basically, the media is being created, and then they're being passed along, unbeknownst to her, to me via Solo, is what this page is basically about. Yeah. Any concerns with sidestepping the redactions like this? Curious if you know something. Well, I mean, I'm not supposed to reveal anything personally that would be contrary to the redactions, but I mean, it's a non-strict, I'm just summarizing what's here basically, yeah. Private info of an intimate or sexual nature that could cause harassment, embarrassment, or retaliation, basically. Okay. Then it would have been marked as SB1657, and I will show that to you. If you look at Destiny's question to Rose, April 5th, 2022, do you get along with your family pretty well? And then Rose responds, I love them and all, but they're very annoying and a bit mean to me. Is that something Solo would write? Yeah. Okay, so that's not something you would have written? No. Okay, okay, I'm showing you what has been marked as SB1708, and at the top of the page is a message from you that says, it's basically something of a sexual nature, and then Destiny responds, dated April 14th, 2022, ooh, and then Rose responds, about basically creating some kind of like piece of media, we'll say, for me. And then Destiny responds, yeah, at some point, just let me know when you're normally free. And then at 1:05 p.m., they're just giving a time when they're free. So are you testifying today that you did not speak with Destiny? Basically, all of this is her, she's just like going through and quoting parts of it to try to see like, you really didn't type this? You really? This wasn't you? How would he have known about this? This wasn't you? That's basically like what this whole kind of like section is Joan is kind of like grilling her on like trying to figure out, are you sure? Is it really not you? Is it really not you? Are you sure it's somebody else? Why would he have messages about your family or stuff like that? That's basically what, yeah. So you testifying today that you did not speak with Destiny? I don't remember calling him, but no, I never messaged him. Okay, you never messaged him, but did you perhaps speak with him on Discord? I honestly don't remember if I ever called him, but I don't think I did. Would you be surprised if he produced documents in this case that he did speak with you? Yeah. She's referring to here is just my message with Pixie where I thought I'd chatted with her on Discord at some point, but apparently I haven't. I don't know now if people think I lied to Pixie or if I was being truthful there and now me and Rose are collaborating and we're together lying now to say that we never spoke. I don't fucking know where people are on this, but Destiny, no way they win this case, right? Like all of the evidence is on Destiny's side. This case has been dead for 6 months. It's or at least 7 or 8 months. Since our evidentiary hearing, this case has been dead. This has all been dragged out as much as they can because Pixie just wants to destroy my reputation and waste my money. That's all this is. Well, or Lauren does. And Pixie is a weak enough human being to be manipulated by her. Destiny, was this the first time you found out she wasn't who you were talking to? Can't imagine how much of a mindfuck that would have been. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Listen, I love my legal team, but I remember I got home and I think it was like, listen, are you sitting down? Because you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, oh my God, she was like 12. I'm fucked. It's all over. Fuck. And then, yeah. And then the informant was like, wait. Yeah, it was definitely like a probably an hour long shocker where I'm like, I guess in a kind of dark way, it was also kind of some relief, I guess, but in a very dark, unfortunate way. But Rose says, yeah. Joan says, you would be surprised? She says, yes. Would you be surprised if you heard that he produced documents saying that he spoke with you for hours? On call? On phone calls or Discord chat? Yes. You would be surprised. So you have no recollection of that? No. Now, if you look at SB 1771, hold on, here you go. And this is dated July 21st, 2022. This is basically about, this is me asking about, I guess like a picture, I guess, that was drawn basically. And so Jonah's saying, so it was just a drawing, not a photo? Yeah. Okay. Now, on what has been marked as SB 1870, this message thread is dated August 31st, 2022. And at 2:27 p.m., Rose says, my BF just broke up with me. And then again at 2:38 p.m., you say, I don't know. He told me he loved me and then blocked me on everything. So is that accurate that that would have been the date that you and Ben split up? 8 is August, right? Joan says, yes, August 31st, 2022. Yeah. Okay. And your testimony is that you did not send this message to Destiny? I did not. Okay, and then on the next page, which I did provide to you, it's SB 1871, and on August, still August 31st, 2022, at 2:45 p.m., Destiny asks, are you at home now, or where are you at? And Rose responds, home, and then just what she's doing at home. Yeah, that wasn't me. That wasn't you? And then she's basically asking, like, would your boyfriend have even known this thing? And she's basically like, well, yeah, basically, yeah. And then Joan says, would Ben have known that that's where you were? Oh, no, wait. This is, sorry, that was the next part. That's not redacted over here. So Rose is responding and saying, home, basically, like, we'll say with a person. And then that wasn't you. And then, you know, is this person a person basically in your life? And then she says, yeah. And then she also says, I guess, where she is with this person. Okay. And then Joan is saying, would Ben have known that that's where you were? And then Rose says, no. Joan says, so were you aware that Stephen Bunnell was having a relationship with a woman by the name of Lauren? This is Lauren Southern. Were these the right? Oh, yeah, these would have been the right days for this. I don't know what the fuck this has to do, but okay. No. Jake says, objection, relevance. Doe was there too, right? So she was there to see this shit show? Yep, she was on Zoom. She was on Zoom watching, so she's aware of all of this. So she got to watch what an actual victim looks like as she sits there and plays games with her parents' money and LARPs around as a fucking retarded infinite college student who can just do whatever the fuck she wants in life, yeah. Joan, so I'm showing you what has been marked as SB1910, and this chat thread is dated April 13th, 2023. And it's basically, we'll just say like it's an offer to travel somewhere, kind of. And then Destiny responds at 12:45 p.m. Hey, if you ever want to come to Miami, just let me know. I can always pick up the ticket. Fuck. This is, hold on, let me think of how to phrase this. It's annoying that so much of this is censored. That's okay. Basically, we'll just say it was an offer from the Rose account for things. And then Joan is basically asking, why would Solo say any of this? And then Rose is basically saying, I mean, because these are things that Solo, you know, essentially wanted me to do, basically. We'll say that, yeah. But you had already broken up with him at that point. This is 4:13, Joan says, of 2023. Rose says, that's weird. Yeah, no, I didn't do that. I was broken up with him by then. Joan says, okay, so that message was not from you? No. Destiny, aren't all these chats leaked already? No. Solo was very selective about the chats that he leaked. He only leaked certain things to try to like maximize the damage to me. Despite what he said when he lied on Kiwi Farms, he absolutely did not want this Rose account to be found. Now, for very obvious reasons, you know, you can see why he didn't want the account to be found. But this is also why me and Justicle didn't believe initially when Solo was like, oh, well, by the way, she was underage. Because I just figured he's just saying like random shit so they don't go to try to find who this person was. Because he's just trying to cover his own tracks. But yeah, no, the messages that were leaked were fairly selective, we'll say. Yeah. Okay. No. And then on page SB1918, this chat thread is dated December 10th, 2023. And at 1:56 p.m., you respond to Destiny's question. You say, family stuff. Jake says, objection. Misstates the evidence. Joan says, and then Destiny states, well, damn, has it all turned out okay? Rose responds, yeah, I'm living away from them now, so it's going better. Destiny responds, do you have any new boyfriend or roommate or anything, or are you just completely on your own? And Rose responds, you will laugh at me, but I'm living with my ex. Was this true? No. No. I've only ever lived with my parents. Okay. So you did not send that message? No. Okay. Joan says, okay, I have to pull something up right now. Do you need a break or bathroom break or anything? Rose says, no. Joan says, no, you're okay. Just give me 1 second. Joel says, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick. Joan says, let's go off the record then for a minute, 5 minutes. Joel says, sure. Joan says, okay, going off the record. Going off the record at 11 a.m. I don't think it matters. I don't think there's not a record or transcript of this, but basically, why do they keep asking if she sent the message? She already said she's never spoken to you, Destiny, because Joan is like fucked at this point. The deposition is, this is a catastrophe for them. And Joan is trying to see if she can impeach her character by getting her to lie about something, or to see if she's lied about something, or to see if she can catch her or trip her up, or to see if she maybe doesn't believe her testimony. So she's just running through a ton of stuff. This whole section is basically saying like, how could Solo have known this room in your house, or how could he have known about this family member? And he sent this, how could it be that Destiny and Rose seem to have this conversation, and then you sent a picture after? That wasn't you? Are you sure this wasn't you? Are you sure that wasn't you? That's basically what this whole section is. The way, again, I was flying at this point, but the at this point, what I've been told is that the past part of this has been fairly combative, and that like she's like pretty upset, or has been, that this is like a, and it's, to be fair, this is like a this is a pretty upsetting thing to be a part of. But yeah, keep in mind too that she's been dragged here by Gesticle's community, Callum, by basically harassing her, implicitly threatening her, and then hooking her up with Joan to force her to sit for this deposition. So yeah, all for a thing that's out of date range and wasn't even relevant to this case, by the way. But remember, when you're a spoiled white woman, or you're a pair of spoiled white women, the scariest thing for Lauren and Pixie, you don't give a fuck about anybody else. You'll set the world on fire just to keep yourself warm. Wait, Destiny, did Doe subpoena her? Yes. She responded to Pixie's subpoena for this. Yes. Why are Destiny's former friends not speaking out about this? Because it's about a white woman, and men are cowards when it comes to white women. So we're record back on the, okay, we're back on the record at 11:07 a.m. Joan. So, okay, Rose. Wait. Right? Yes. So, Rose, in a document that was marked SB 2392, I don't have it here, it's on my laptop, but it was produced by defendant and marked. Why didn't you bring it? Prepare for your depositions. What the fuck are you doing with your fucking time if you can't even prepare for your fucking deposition? I think this is the only fucking one they've done so far. Hire somebody, or get some work, or put some work in, or do some shit to actually get your shit in a row. What the fuck? You even had a break. What are you doing? It's so bullshit. So Jake says, yeah, I'm going to object to the use of an exhibit which has not been provided to counsel for defendant. Joan says, yes, and you did say that you have all the defendant's document production, so this doesn't matter. You should bring these documents that you're presenting to be marked as an exhibit for, like, people aren't going to bring all of the discovery to every single fucking, it's whatever, but it's, who cares. Joan, at any rate, on this document, Jake stops and says, are you going to provide the document to the witness? Joan says, your objection is noted. Joan says, on this document that was produced by the defendant, he is communicating. Jake says, objection. Joan says, with somebody. Jake says, hearsay, lacks foundation. Joan says, and on November 29th, 2024, he states, referring to Rose, that he had decent length phone calls with this person multiple times about both of our personal things, never had a problem, issue, fight over literally anything ever. Rose says, I didn't do that. Jake says, same objections. The purported document that plaintiff's counsel is relying on is not in front of the witness. She cannot see the document, so I would object to its use. Joan says, Mr. Kamara, your objection is noted. Joan says, just her name. Rose, so Destiny is saying that he spoke with you multiple times. Jake says, objection. Joan says, hours long conversations. Jake says, lacks foundation. Joan says, does this trigger your memory that maybe you did speak to him on the phone? When? It does not say when, but it must have been. Jake says, objection, calls for speculation. Joan, prior to November 29th, 2024, when he stated this. Jake says, same objections, misstates the evidence. Rose says, I don't remember calling him ever. Joan says, is it possible that you did speak with him and you just don't remember? Jake says, objection. She says, I don't know. Jake says, asked and answered. Rose says, Ben did not let me onto his accounts because he was talking to other women too. He didn't want me on his account. He didn't trust me with anything like that. I don't remember talking to him ever verbally. Joan says, but you did state that Ben directed you to, and this is probably creating some form of media. Yes. Correct? And she said, and Rose says, yeah. And Joan says, did he ever direct you to speak to the defendant? Rose says, I don't remember that happening. Joan says, you don't remember that. Okay, so this 300-page or more chat thread that was on Discord between Rose and Destiny, and I remind you that you are under oath, you didn't send any of these messages? No. Not one? No. Okay. The next thing is basically, are you aware that, like, do you know that media is some kind of exchange is happening, basically? Drake says, objection, leading. And then Joan is basically asking about this. And then I think Rose is basically understanding, we'll say what she's saying, yeah. And then Joan says, okay, I think I'm just about to wrap up. So I just need about 5 minutes, and then I wanted to ask you, do you have an idea of your timing in terms of your questioning? Jake says, this is Joan's questions to my counsel. I can let you know after I speak with Joel for a few minutes off the record. Joan says, okay, so let's just take a 10-minute recess, and I will hopefully be wrapping up after that. Does that sound okay? Rose says, yes. Off the record, going off the record at 11:12 a.m. They come back 15 minutes later, 11:27 a.m. The videographer, we're back on the record at 11:27 a.m. Okay, bye, Joan. Okay, Rose, I remind you that you are still under oath, and now that we are back on the record, this is basically asking about other types of, like, personally identifying pictures that she took, asking if, like, she had sent these pictures to the solo guy, and then Rose is basically saying yes. And Joan is saying, okay, thank you. And that would have been prior to your breakup, correct? And Rose says, yes. And Joan says, and the Rose Discord account, which you stated that Ben had created, that would have been with a username. And then it's a username that was already referred to in the step-o. I don't know why it's censored. Yeah. Yes. And what was Ben's email address at the time? I don't think I had it. You never had it? What about his phone number? I didn't have it. Do you have any way of obtaining that information? He never gave it to me. Okay. Joan says, okay, I have no further questions at this time. Cross-examination. So this is my lawyer, Jake. Okay. Hi, Miss Rose. My name is Jake Camara. I represent Destiny in this action. Thank you for coming today. I'm very sorry that you've been dragged into this. It seems like unnecessarily. I want you to know that we're not here to get you in trouble. You're not in trouble. We're just trying to find out the truth. So all I need to know is your true and correct answers to the best of your ability. So just to be clear, based on your prior testimony, you've never spoken to Destiny ever, correct? No. You've never... Objection. Her testimony was she did not remember. Did you... have you ever corresponded electronically with Destiny ever? I don't remember. I never messaged him, and I don't remember ever calling him. Okay, and you never spoke with Destiny on Discord ever, correct? Not that I can remember. No, on call. Destiny never sent you any explicit material, did he? No. Never? Not me personally. And he never sent you explicit material depicting the plaintiff in this case, certainly, correct? No. Do you even know who the plaintiff in this case is? No. Do you know who Pixie is? No. Have you ever seen the video of Pixie? No. So essentially, defendant Bonnell was catfished by your boyfriend, correct? Yes. What is your boyfriend at the time, Ben? What is his real name? I don't know. Ben is what he told me his name was. And he is solo? Ben is solo, correct? That's what he went by online. Yeah, solo leveling. But Joan says solo. I didn't hear that last part. Rose says leveling. Joan says solo leveling. Rose says, that's all I knew him from. So I'm assuming the solo guy that you guys are talking about would be him. Joan says, and how do you spell solo leveling? Sorry, I know I just want to clarify for the record. Joel says, that's okay. Or Jake says, that's okay. Rose says leveling, L-E-V-E-L-I-N-G. This is basically asking about, we'll say, bad behavior towards Rose and her saying that, yes, this did occur. And he said, and then my attorney says, and he didn't care, referring to Solo. No, I'm sorry you had to go through that. And I'm sorry that he put you in this position. I really am. No child should have to go through that. Do you have any way of contacting Ben at this time? No. Do you have any idea where he lives, aside from the fact that you believe he lives in Oxford in the United Kingdom? No. Okay, I just wanted to show you a couple things based on what you have testified to previously. It's already been marked as an exhibit. It's baits labeled AH005. Jones says, yeah, it's in that set. Jake says, here, I can give you a copy. Jones says, I have it. Jake says, now, this correspondence is on Twitter, correct? Rose says, yeah. Jake says, do you know which Twitter account Steven is corresponding with in this screenshot? The Rose is one. Rose is coming? Yes. And that, again, was not you? No. And in this message, Steven messaged that the person he believes he's talking to is 18 years old, right? You see that? Yeah. Okay, so you're aware that Ben, or Solo, was holding himself out as being above, over 18 years old? Yeah. Are you aware of that? Okay. And just also, so we're clear, was it Ben who reached out to Destiny first? I think so. I want to show you one exhibit we'll mark as the next in order. It's SB001639. This will be marked as Exhibit 3. Oh, this is basically saying Rose Exhibit number 3. This will be marked as Exhibit 3 by Mr. Camara. On the top page, on the top of the page, there's a message from Destiny, and it says, yeah, for sure, holy damn, I'm super lucky you decided to message me. Does that for you affirm that Solo was the first person to contact Destiny and not the other way around? Yeah. All right, I would like to mark this next exhibit as Exhibit 4. Do you want to look at the ones I'm marking? It's okay. And then Jake says, so this is a screenshot of the Rose is Coming Twitter account. This is the Twitter account we've been referring to, correct? Yeah. All right. And you'll see in the bio that it basically that we'll say that the account was impersonating her and was engaged in what we would now say is obviously, well, and at that point in time, we'll say would have been illegal behavior. We'll say that this account was doing not good things. Did you ever consider going to the police about this guy, Ben Solo? She says, I was scared. He said, that's understandable. If you go to the last page, there's a photo that Solo posted, again, impersonating you. Is that a photograph of you? Yep. Okay, and again, there in the bio, it says 18, correct? Illuminator, thank you for the gifted subs and kick chat. Yes. Okay, I'll mark this next one as Exhibit 5. How fucked are they overclaiming these to PA to find Rose? PI to find Rose? I don't know. We would have to file a motion calling it into question or something. I don't know how much it matters, but the difference in questioning quality between these two lawyers is staggering. Yeah, you should have seen our hearing. The thing is that Joan is just not, never mind. There's another screenshot from that same Twitter account with a tweet dated April 3rd, 2022. Again, if you look at the bio, it says that Solo is holding himself out as 18 years old, pretending to be you, correct? Yeah. But it also says, tip me £2 or $3 with a dollar sign after the three. Did you see that? Yeah. Basically for bad material. Now, do you believe he put £2 because he was located in the UK, as you believe? Yeah. And then basically he was selling stuff on the internet. And he was, we'll just say, basically keeping, we'll say profiting from it, I guess. Yeah. And then at some point, regardless of her wanting to do this, it continued. Yeah, we'll say that. yeah, her final answer to that is basically yes. Joan says, I'm going to object as to relevance to this case. She's an actual subhuman piece of shit. Jake says, did he ever threaten you? Yeah, now she doesn't like the relevance at all. Why did she put it in a fucking footnote that they fought against changing? Did he ever threaten you? Yeah. What did he say to you, if you remember? The first time he started threatening me, he threatened to kill himself. And then once it got worse, he said that he'd kill my family and he would come and kidnap me and use me as a sex slave. I'm very sorry to hear that. Were you aware that Ben Solo was also using a Cash App account with the username $RoseIsComing? No, I didn't know he had Cash App. Does the name George Scorer mean anything to you? No. Basically, that this name was connected to a Cash App related to her material, we'll say. This is, yeah. Would it surprise you if these things were linked? And she says, no. And then then the question, okay, again, you've never met Destiny, correct? And then she says, no. And then she basically provides a little bit more information about, we'll just say, creating media about this answer up here. And then my lawyer says, okay, so you don't know who Callum is? No, I thought they were friends with Pixie. Joel says, sorry. And then he's just asking for clarification about what's in here, basically. Destiny, when she said Solo was talking with multiple girls earlier in the depot, is the implication that he profited in similar ways of other girls too? I don't know. Considering that he went and found this girl on an app that was made explicitly for underage children, I'll leave that for you to figure out. You mentioned previously in your testimony that you don't know who Callum is, but that you had responded to his emails that he sent you. Correct? Yeah. I don't see any of your responses in your production. Oh, do you have what you responded? Yeah, I don't really know how to forward the email, so I didn't know if it got all the emails forwarded to her or not. Okay, but you're in possession of those. Yeah, and your correspondence with Callum in its entirety. Yeah. Okay, sorry, just one moment. Have you spoken to plaintiff's counsel at all prior to today, meaning Ms. Peters or any of the other lawyers who represent the plaintiff in this case? I haven't, no. I guess I sent her emails of the stuff that she requested, but she talked to my mom because when she emailed me, I didn't know if she was who she said she was because Callum said that he was going to pass my information along to her. To who? To Joan. Okay, and so you said your mom spoke to Ms. Peters? To Joan, yeah. Were you present for that phone call? No, okay. So you don't know what Ms. Peters and your mom spoke about specifically? I think my mom just asked, Jones's objection, hearsay. Rose says, my mom just asked, like, why I have to be involved in it. And I was confused because the subpoena I got didn't have her name on it. And so she asked her, like, why isn't your name on it if you're the one, if she's trying to email me? And just, like, how long this would be and stuff like that. And Jake says, so when you were shown these Discord chats with between Rose and Destiny today, you have never seen them before in your life? Is that correct? She says, I saw the one that was like this one. And then I guess she's pointing at one because I saw it. That's not Discord. Jake says, it's not Discord. She said, Discord, not those ones specifically, no. But had you seen the one that you produced? But you had seen the one that you produced, correct? Yeah. And that is AH007 in your production. It's not there. Joel says, counsel, do you have a copy of AH007? Joan says, oh, we can provide the witness. This one is missing a copy. Sure, let me find it. It's in her copy. Okay, do you see it? Rose, you should have it. Rose says, yeah. Jake says, you got it. Okay. So this one you were aware of, you've seen before. Is that what you were saying? Yeah, it was posted on Twitter. Okay. Basically, you've seen this posted on Twitter. Yeah. Okay, and you mentioned before that it's in European date format, right? Yeah. It says 30/07/2022. Yeah. And that makes sense to you, right? Because Solo was located in the United Kingdom. Yeah. So everything that was leaked would have had timestamps in a European format, right? Yeah. Okay. Jake says, anything else, Joel? Joel says, no. Jake says, I have no further questions. Thank you. Joan says, all right. I have a few follow-up questions, Rose. Sorry, it will just take a couple of minutes. So Joan steps up again. Now, you said that you had not, in response to questions just now regarding whether you had ever seen these Discord messages. Didn't Ben send you screenshots of these messages from time to time? Rose says, some of them, but not those. None of the Discord messages? What screenshots? No, not the ones that you had me look at. Oh, I see. I didn't see those. But other Discord messages? Yeah. Between Destiny and Rose? Yeah. Okay. Basically asking, like, have you created media for the Solo guy? Jake says, objection, leading by, and then Rose basically says, oh my God. Oh, fuck. No, this is like the most scumbag shit. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to think of a way I can summarize this. We're going to the bottom of 83. We're on 81. Hold on. Oh my God. Okay, so basically, it's more, Joan is basically trying to push really hard on the consistency thing. And she's like grilling the fuck out of her on like, are you sure about this? Are you sure about that? Really? Are you really sure? It's basically just this, a lot of this, I would say. Yeah, basically, and some pretty, one of these exchanges is just really wild in terms of her accusing her of, we'll say basically lying.
Fuck. Yeah, that's all I can say. I don't think I can. Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe at some point in the future. It's an unhinged accusation, but you have the general gist. I mean, you've seen the rest of this, so. Okay, I have no further questions. Jake says, just a follow-up. Why does that stuff get redacted? Anything that has to do with, like, sexually explicit stuff or maybe, like, humiliating stuff or embarrassing stuff that could be used to attack or retaliate against people or whatever, I think all of it gets censored, so. But she holds to her original claims destiny. Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, yeah, and it becomes, I'll say, more combative, but yeah. Okay, I have no further questions. And then Jake says, just a couple follow-ups. Do you know Solo goes by any other aliases online? Yeah, ELO Hero 5. I think that's all that I know of. Is that a Discord, Twitter? That was his old Snapchat that I knew him from. Did Solo ever tell you why he was catfishing Destiny? I don't know if he said specifically. I think it's just because he liked his content, like his streams and stuff. And he also, Ben was bisexual, so I don't know if he would derive sexual pleasure from it or not. And Solo was a grown adult at this time, right? In April of 2022. Yeah. How old was he? Do you know? 21 or 22. Okay. But that's, I don't know if he was older or not. That's just what he told me. Jake says, I have no further questions. Jonah says, thank you, Rose, for being here today and giving us your testimony. We appreciate it. So we're going to go off the record. And that was that. Yeah. I don't know what's going through or not, but the Coben fucking Discord server is crazy right now. Holy shit. Now, Wicked Supreme is a big, well, maybe she's lying about everything. I don't know if we believe. Maybe we don't believe all women now. At this point, you know who Solo is, correct? There's no way he's sapiosexual, right? No, he's not that person. You annihilated Weasel Supreme's brain. Yeah, she's just, that guy is on full fucking cope mode. Jesus. Oh, I think a lot of people in Discord server are accusing her of lying now. Jesus. Also, I say this not to cast doubt, but just to point out the lack of certainty we should have, which I recognize is functionally the same thing. One, parts of the testimony are still redacted, and things said in those sections could change the analysis of any other detail present. Keep in mind that of all of this court case, of everything I've talked about that's been under seal and come out of seal, I haven't lied about a single fucking thing ever, number one. Number two, as time has gone on and more stuff has been made public and more discovery and motions and everything else are filed, every single thing I've said has been come out as being true in these court documents, and basically every single thing the other side has said has been a fucking lie or has been heavily exaggerated or I don't know. And two, there is nothing backing up Rose's statements beyond the standard level of trustworthiness we ascribe to witnesses who are talking about things that can get them into trouble. But we would have no reason to doubt Pixie's testimony when she's literally, we have already seen her lying about so much stuff related to this, about her sleeping with people, sending videos to people and lying about it to others. And the fact that she stands to gain, originally 1 million was her ask that Lauren probably told her to ask for. And then 15 million was what she sued me for. Although I can never prove that Lauren asked her for that because Lauren and Pixie are both conspiring to use Signal together, which Lauren also admitted in the deposition. They've been using Signal together intentionally to delete all their messages from the start of this court case. So I'll never see what they're talking about. But yeah, good times. Oh, and he's still so excited. Sava's so excited to be. Also off topic, but she confirms here that she was still reading my emails after she stopped responding. Good one. Shouldn't their conspiring cause them issues? Well, they might, maybe, I don't know, it depends on how many more sanctions we're allowed to file for, but we're still waiting for so many rulings right now. From an evidentiary standpoint, like, their case is cooked in so many different ways. Surely Jane Doe is knowingly conspiring with Lauren, right? Why the fuck would she use Signal? Yes, they are knowingly conspiring. I guess I can reveal this at this point. It's kind of funny now that we've done our depo and everything. So you remember that Alex Jones case where he's on the stand and the opposing counsel reveals that he got a whole bunch of text messages that Alex Jones had no idea about? That exact same thing happened with Lauren. She had no fucking idea how much fucking random shit she sent me. And that's why I know about crimes that she's committed and ways that she's tried to basically destroy this court case. And she had no fucking idea walking into her deposition how much shit she turned over because she's fucking retarded. That's why I'm so irritated about how much of a joke all of this is to all of the fucking parties involved. And the fact that Pixie can sit there as the spineless little fake
care about women sexual abuse cuck she is, and watch like this actual girl who by the end of this deposition was basically bawling and screaming at the other side, by the way. The fact that Pixie could just sit there like giggling along and laughing, and when we send them an email, be like, hey, can you like correct this footnote in the thing? And they're like, no, we're not correcting anything because all of it is true. And it's like, well, not really, right? It's not. And like, no, file sanctions against Sivyan. It's like, okay, well, we file sanctions. Like, well, now we're filing. Like, it's just such a fucking joke. Like, she's such a disgusting vermin fuck. I can't imagine this stupid cunt sitting in her like law school classes like, oh, today we're learning about civil procedure. Oh, these are all the rules that I broke all the time because it was so much fun. And she's doing it all on her parents' dime. Her family is fucking rich. I didn't know this prior to the court case, but I found this out semi-recently. Her family is fucking loaded. So her whole fucking GoFundMe was just a scam to defame me. But that's why she did her little GoFundMe. She collected $50,000 to go have fuck off money while she goes to law school and whatever. And it's just fucking annoying. It's just all a, it's like all a big game joke to all of these fucking people. And then every other content creator in the space is too much of a cowardly fucking cuck to say anything against a white woman. But I get it. It's all good. What are you gonna do? What angers me most is she cosplayed being poor. She cosplayed everything. She cosplayed being poor. She cosplayed not fucking streamers. She cosplayed basically being a virgin. That was probably the most embarrassing part to her parents. Her parents probably thought that unironically. Whatever. How did you know Solo's real name before the KF leaks? I had a pretty good inkling. I don't remember what we dug through for that. The thing is that I can't file another court case because this court case is so fucking DOA. This court case was dead on arrival and it's such a waste of time. But anything that I do publicly or file publicly or pursue, this vicious cunt is going to try to drag into this case. So I don't want them anywhere near it. I don't want anything involved with her. If I file a suit against Solo, which I still want to do, and I bring in other plaintiffs, she's going to have no fucking part in that. She can go pursue that on her dad, mommy and daddy's dime on her own fucking time. And I don't want anything that I work on to get discovered because they're incompetent. They don't know how to deal with evidence. They don't know how to do any redactions. They don't know how to seal any testimony. They don't know how to find witnesses that aren't fucking lying. They don't know how to investigate. They don't know how to file shit properly with the fucking court. I don't want them anywhere near fucking up anything having to do with an actual case. But I can't. One is a financial thing and a psychological thing. But then two is I just can't have her like desperately clawing for her because she's a no life loser fuck who's just sitting online refreshing threads to try to find out like, oh, what can I send to Joan and then we're gonna put in my court case and blah blah blah. Wait, so she never even needed you to go through law school? No, her parents are paying for it. Her family's rich. How do you think she's going to law school right now? She has 3 degrees. She's a forever student. No, she doesn't need any fucking money. Her family's rich. And for all the fucking retards, you're like, oh, you should have just settled with her. Her opener to me was $15 million. What are we negotiating from there? I wouldn't even pay out 1% of that. 1% of 15 million is $150,000, which is the statutory cap on what she would win in court. This is retarded. That's not an opening offer. That's some shit you say when you're a retard who doesn't know how business negotiations work. If you've ever done sales or if you've ever done business to business or any kind of negotiation, if you open with an offer that's 100x higher than a market rate, they're not even going to respond to your email. It's fucking retarded. Oh shit, my labor is only worth, you know, this project is like a $10,000 is what we'd normally bid on it. I'm going to go ahead and send them a $20 bid on that project and we'll negotiate up from there. No, they would just laugh. They wouldn't even respond. Like this was never going to be settled or never going to be negotiated, especially if there was ever a world where this could have been settled. It would have been a world, it couldn't have happened after she wrote that delusional fucking Substack. And I say she wrote it, Lauren probably wrote it. It was after Lauren wrote that Substack for it that she published. Because so much of it, even outside of what she's accused me of, so much of it is delusional. She lies about her age. We were 21 when we met. For some reason, Lauren wrote 19 for her. She was. She writes it like, I think he wanted this material to leak on his own. And he was using this. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you crazy fucking insane person? Anyway, she also hides the suicide context. Her extortion? Yeah, she doesn't bring that up ever too. Yeah. Would you ever go on a live stream with either H3H3 or Willy after delay into them? No, they're both retarded. Because it'll just come to the screaming at like basically, so at one point in time, did you receive a video or image ever of an RH person? Did this ever happen? So you're fine. Or it'll, because the H3 cope community of dipshits has migrated to like, well, even if she was 18 or 19, that's still creepy as fuck. So he's basically a pedophile. And it's like, okay, whatever. I'm good on that one, Chief. Could you give a quick rundown of who the Solo guy is again? Some fucking weirdo loser in the UK, I guess. But I mean, what are you going to do? Bonger's going to bong. I need a bong thing. Is there any justice against them at all at the end of this? Do they get any comeuppance? I mean, like, it's really hard to get legal fees back, so I doubt that'll happen. I mean, I'll ask, I guess, my lawyers by the end if they feel like I have a countersuit against either of them, or if, I mean, how many more sanctions we can push for. But, I mean, I want to, like I said, I want to file, I feel like I have enough, at least, I know I have enough to file a complaint against Lauren for her, in the bar to see if I can get her disbarred. And then for Pixie, whenever she tries to do character and fitness, if she gets through law school, I'll find out where the fuck that is and I'll write in about that shit. But it's just so gross to me that, like, in all of her white woman fragility, because she has nothing else in life besides this fucking charade of bullshit that she's on against me, that Pixie's entire case is built on victimizing other people. One is Rose, and she's known this now for months. And then two is Abby, who is, my guess is, traumatic brain injury after her car accident, right? Who's, by the way, nowhere to be found, no depositions of her, no evidence from her, no production of any more documents, no just one message that they got. One message that they got from Abby the night before our evidentiary hearing to see if this case could even survive is the only reason she's even on this case. And then after that, gone into the wind. It's just crazy. But do you think this fucked over any chance of having Rose cooperate when you go after Solo? I don't know. That's an off-stream thing that I have to figure out. Because it's also hard, too, because you don't want to, it's going after people that are involved in stuff like this, you don't want to re-victimize the other people that are involved. Now, obviously, Gisticles, Discord, none of those people give a fuck. Wicked Supreme, the rapist, and all these people, none of these people give a fuck about any of the other people involved. They all thought that Solo was epic and based, and still probably do. So they're just whatever on it. But, like, technically, you don't want to, like, it's a, whatever stuff these people have been through, you don't want to re-trigger them and re-traumatize them just to go after somebody in a court case or whatever. For criminal stuff, there maybe is a stronger argument, but when did this deposition occur? I think August 23rd. Is Abby a real person? Yes. She was, I don't know if you'd say Darius's ex. She was like an old friend of mine, but she got in apparently a bad car accident, and now she's made like a bunch of Facebook accounts and YouTube accounts and like multiple GoFundMe. Like, her shit is fucked. But also, I guess for more context too, in the leaked messages between her and Darius, she makes it sound like she was given an offer or something from Pixie's lawyers or from Pixie or Lauren themselves to ask her to cooperate, and that she was scared because she didn't know her stuff was going to get leaked because they fucked up all their sealings of her name. But she made it seem like she didn't really want to be involved, was the impression that I got reading the logs. Now, Jessica and everybody else says that I was actually mind-fucking Abby behind the scenes on all this bullshit. There's never been a substantiation of literally any claim like this ever. It's all just stuff that they've invented in order to make their lives. She said that shit on stream too? Yeah. Like, it's so crazy that this old fucking retard was literally saying that I have, like, addiction sex issues and I need to be in a fucking prison or whatever bullshit. I think this is Save a Sexual too. Also off topic, but she, oh yeah, confirms that she was still reading my emails after she stopped responding. And then Supreme says, be careful about making positive claims about things for which there isn't hard evidence. And then Saba says, she references an email I sent to her after her last response. And then Wicked Supreme says, no, I mean in general. Saba says, oh, sure. And then Wicked says, I'm not referring to your emails at all. Like, the idea that anyone has Solo's information remains to be seen. Who he is or what he's done, other than what he's publicly done. Now he's like the ultimate fucking skeptic on everything. But of course, Pixie and everybody else, anybody that has anything against me, their claims are always to be believed, despite the fact that none of them can ever substantiate it. None of it ever materializes. It's all just like stories and narratives and Jesus. I don't know, man. Oh, Substance, frequent Pisco chatter. Oh, it seems in the newly unsealed transcript of Rose's deposition, Rose says it was Destiny who publicized her personal identifying information, and she described it as him doxing her. Nice. That was his takeaway from this. Good one. Was Cherry not a part of this too? No, Cherry never wanted to be involved in this case. Neither did Melina, but Pixie kept roping them in and putting them in multiple filings, despite Cherry tweeting publicly, begging her to stop doing it. But Pixie doesn't give a fuck about anybody but herself and her own family's money or her own, you know, innocent reputation on the internet or whatever. Melina obviously didn't want to be fucking involved. And the most disgusting part was Pixie was literally in the court filings. I don't know if she gets off to this or what, but she was literally listing websites with search terms on where you can go and find my jerk off leaked material. Because again, and this is a statement I said at the very beginning, She never gave a fuck about any of her shit leaking. At some point, I'll publish probably most of the conversations I had with Pixie post everything. In the 3 or 4 weeks, I don't think I published all these, but is it 2 or 3 weeks? I think it may be 2 or 3 weeks. In the weeks between the leaks happening and then Lauren digging her fangs into Pixie by December 11th, there was no conversation that me and Pixie had about like, oh, like, why did you send these? You didn't have consent to send me these. Like, I can't believe blah, blah. That was never even a thing. But then on December 11th, out of nowhere, the same day that Lauren De Laguna messages me and says, you're so evil, Pixie starts her extortion racket. Oh, I think I'm going to kill myself. Like, but I'm not going to do it right now. And so maybe you can make things right. But like, I'm going to kill myself if you don't. And it's like, the fuck? Fuck you, dude. Then do it, bro. Get the fuck out of here. This stupid fucking shit. Did the solo guy ever meet Rose in person? To my understanding, no. Do you think Pixie's lawyer can or should be held accountable? I don't know what the standards are for fucking anything. In my mind, you would be disbarred for shit like this. But I mean, other lawyers have emailed me and told me, like, there's a lot of retarded shit that goes on in court. Keep in mind that we've been spoiled. It's kind of like, imagine watching, like, the NFL for your entire life, and then you become, like, a coach for, like a fourth or fifth grade football team. And you're screaming at these guys because they can't kick 50-yard field goals or whatever. I don't know what the normal thing, or they don't have like, they can't punt the ball 20 yards or I don't know what a long snapper, like, and it's like, okay, well, it's a totally different standard. So, we read Supreme Court cases. So these are the best of the best of the world that are arguing in front of the Supreme Court when it comes to matters of law. Who the fuck knows? I'm sure legal shit can get ultra fucking retarded. And we're not even at litigant pro se stuff where people are just filing their own shit who aren't even lawyers. So. Like, I don't know why these guys have to keep making up their own fanfic. Well, I guess they just, because nothing I say can be true. Way to drop the ball, Joan. Unless who's in the redacted portions. Objection, speculation, lacking foundation. But I see an easy explanation is that she sent him a selfie of herself wearing a DGG shirt because she knew Solo was a fan of Destiny. Same with the image of the guy at the college. Supreme says, these are plausible, but did she buy the shirt herself? It isn't stated, as far as I can see. Like, the guy ordered her shit to wear and then to have her take pictures of it to forward to me. Like, this is, but you don't have to believe me, I guess, whatever. If her family is loaded, why are her parents so bad? Because you can't buy intelligence. And because, actually, that's not true. The issue, the reason why, I'm sure Pixie could have had a really good lawyer. The reason why is because no good lawyer would have taken Pixie's case. That's why, and it was leaked from messages with Aaron, which I also don't have any copies of, by the way, and I'm never fucking getting them, ever. But that's fine, whatever, who the fuck cares? It's all a big joke at the end of the day, right? The first two law firms that Pixie went to told her she had no case. If she wanted to sue somebody, she should sue the solo guy because that would be a slam dunk case, which it would be. It would have been an unbelievably insane case. But instead, you've got the bimbo cunt Stacia and Justical server that posts about this shit all day because she has nothing else going on in her life. You've got Pixie, who's frolicking off to law school and besties with Lauren De Laguna, who rampages through life to life to life. And then, yeah, everything is just completely... It's just a joke and no one gives a fuck about any of the shit, so whatever. So are you sure that the solo guy is actually a guy? Do you know who he is and what he looks like, etc.? All of this is happening because of the solo character leaking your text, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know who this is, yeah. Can you link the solo George guy to merch sales? Probably not at this point. My guess is those records don't exist. But I don't know if that would even matter at this point. I feel like I have enough other stuff. Initially, when I tried to, it was kind of an informal conversation between my law firm in New York with the merch company that I sold that merch with. But the problem is that merch company didn't exist anymore. So we would have needed to basically subpoena like older records from like the new company. It was a kind of a convoluted thing. And we talked to them and they wouldn't really give it over to us legally because it was like payment info or whatever. So we would have had to actually have filed our case and done the subpoena, but we couldn't get that far because Pixie was so excited to do her extortion racket against me with Lauren riding her fucking ass on it. What is the reason you aren't doxing the ever-living shit out of Solo? Would it hurt her future case? If you want the truth, Solo's, I'm pretty sure he already got doxed on Kiwi Friends. The reason why I don't want to dox Solo is because you don't get anything out of it. It doesn't do anything. All these fucking retards on the internet that cry about doxing and all this bullshit, it doesn't fucking matter. My shit, you can go search 1504 on Twitter and you can see my address posted 50 million fucking times. And I'm a famous person that people want to murder and nothing happens. So this idea that people are so afraid of doxing or so scared of doxing, blah, 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 is bullshit. It doesn't do anything. Nothing's going to happen to the guy getting doxed. Nothing's going to happen to the guy if you call the fucking FBI. People can do it now if they want, or they've been doing it before. They've been doing it against me. You can do and file all this shit and do everything. But like, if you really want to go after somebody, you really want to get somebody, the best way for the solo guy would have been to build a big civil case and then to hand over anything that comes out of that case to law enforcement. That would have been the best way, because then you've done all the hard legwork and you've put all the pieces together yourself and you've basically finished like 80% of the investigatory pathway on it. But hey, it's all just a meme at the end of the day. Who cares?
rape and pedophilia, I guess, are super based and all that, so whatever. The breakup has been confirmed. What? Oh, Jistical? Yeah, Jistical and Cherry broke up a while ago. They were yo-yoing for a while. Apparently, he kept a bunch of her shit, and she was asking for it back, and he didn't return her, but I don't know. Can Doe just do a state case where Cardi doesn't break jurisdiction when/if this is dismissed at a federal level? She could refile a state case against me with the other three underlying claims, but I don't know. Maybe at this point, I don't even know. With how this court case is going, I feel like I could get that on a motion to dismiss. I don't even know what they could put in as evidence for any of that. So I haven't been able to pay full attention, but the solo guy basically found this girl on an underage site and dated her long enough to be able to assume her identity to frame you for talking to a minor. Kind of, but he did a lot more than that. Destiny post hoc, what do you think the justifications for even going through with this case is to begin with? I feel like someone has to be uniquely evil through all this to have missed this fucking hard. But I think that it'll be good, especially for an eventual manifesto, to kind of discern where the majority of that misdirection and coercion came from. Lauren is evil, I think. Lauren De Laguna. She's like a lav tier, but with more, she's more intelligently obsessive. I didn't realize this until my lawsuit especially, but after I shut her down when she was so pathetically and desperately trying to get me to date her after I broke up with Melina, and then 3 days later she decides, or a week later, whatever, she's like, oh, actually, I found out I hate you, and then started doing this in the background. I have a lot more stuff on Lauren. I'll get to that after, but Lauren is probably the main driver of all of this. Pixie's problem is she's just a weak individual with very little personal autonomy or anything. She's just not a very strong or intelligent person, and it's very easy to get kind of like led around on a leash by people with stronger personalities around her. And Lauren De Laguna has definitely sunk her teeth like as deeply into Pixie as she possibly can. Lauren has also a pretty strong personality though too, so even if Pixie wasn't a spineless fuck, it's possible she still could have been manipulated by her. I'm sure Pixie probably believed it in the beginning. I'm sure Pixie believed there were 15 women and all the Kiwi Farms accounts, whatever, that were messaging her probably were being truthful. And she did think she had a case that maybe she could win. But at this point, she must know that it's bullshit. But Pixie's probably lied to herself in her mind and convinced herself that, well, even if all of these are lies, like, you know, Steven has still hurt me in some way and he should have to pay for that. So this is still technically justice. And it's, you know, even if it's not 100% correct, you know, like Ethan's lawsuits, like this is still the only way I can get justice because I'm so embarrassed that people found out that I like to fuck streamers now and I'm not an innocent little virgin. And so this is, I think it's actually worthwhile. That's probably something like that. She has to have this story that she tells herself at this point. Did you see the DGG account that mentioned having that handle Rose the Garden in 2019? Or is this a nothing burger? Who, the Drybeam guy? It's probably him. That'd be my guess. But like I said, I'm like 99% sure I know who this person is at this point. But it's not much I can do yet about it. This was a failed money transfer operation. She wanted to date you and then sue you like she did with other men. And when you shut her down, she tried to use Doe as a proxy. For Lauren? No. Lauren's family is also rich as fuck. She posts pictures of them. They travel to like the islands that you can only get on if your family is like a 9-figure net worth or whatever. Like, I'm pretty sure Lauren's family is loaded as fuck too. Please don't ban me for asking this, but does this case not have a special master for this case? Why would I ban you for asking that? I don't even know what that means. Well, and by no coincidence, Lauren is also on her third career, isn't she? Third or fourth or something. Yeah, I don't know. Like she's been fired from previous firms or what? That and everything else. People like Pixie, I think, and Lauren, there's like this middle class. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like when you're from a rich family and you're not like especially talented, I guess, you kind of like just cosplay different lifestyles to see what you like or enjoy. And so you just like bounce from thing to thing and you kind of see if you enjoy it or like it. And then, yeah. If we can even tell the case is fake, why can't the courts? If I didn't know better, I'd think this is staged at Destiny. That I'm staging things, or that the court? I've read all my shit. I mean, you can go. There's a reason why one side fights to conceal everything, and I'm fighting to have everything opened. Number one. Number two, because everybody deserves to have their day in court, and then you have to go through the process. So, I mean, we're waiting on our motion to dismiss. If that doesn't get approved, then we do this motion for summary judgment, which I imagine should go through. If that doesn't, I don't know what. I have no idea why they would. I don't know what they would possibly do for trial in this case. It would just be just an unbelievable... I just have no idea. Jesus. The person, if it is the person that we all think he is a prolific catfish. So I'd assume he was lying to Rose as well. Well, according to her, he is. I'm holding doubt on all testimony.
What's the current timeline? Did things get extended? No, we're waiting. We're waiting on rulings for it. Technically, Discovery closed about a month ago, but maybe it'll be reopened. Who knows? Who knows? At least you found out the type of people, all of them, because of the situation. Most of them were fake around you most of the time until this happened and their true colors came out. Yeah, maybe, I guess. But it's possible over how Wicked became such an anti-fan, like anything personal. No, it was just hanging out in that Discord server all day breaks people's minds. You just have to be careful where you hang out, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Destiny. Couldn't this part be used to defend your community? Even if you doxed her, nobody from DGG, the only one who did was a Gistical fan. It doesn't really matter. Like, the problem is you'll never win. There's no good faith conversation to have with these retards. The actual GigaChad answer is that, like, I wanted to dox this person prior to knowing anything about them. Like, from my perspective, this is an account that's leaked 27 explicit videos of me, a whole bunch of chat logs, and tried to extort me for money in order to get on my stream, you know, blackmailing me before leaking more shit. I had every right to know who this person was. I tried to find them off stream. I couldn't do it. I hired a PI to investigate. They couldn't find them. So, of course, I want to fucking find this person. I have every right to, though. But I want to find this person because I've been severely fucking injured and wronged by this person. But after, the other side just wanted to find them because they were praying to God that it was a minor. They also posted like 50 million more pictures, videos, maps of her city. I'm trying to link different parts of her fucking house or whatever to figure out who it was than I ever did. But yeah, like, I mean, I think I had every right to find out who this was. The other people just wanted to find out so they could intervene with my court case and fuck with it to see if they could fuck with me. That was all they cared about. Supreme was dating Plaintiff, or tried to for a while, yeah. Was trying to date Pixie, kind of, yeah. Although eventually she asked him to leave her the fuck alone, but he wouldn't do it. And he just kept being a creepy weirdo fuck. Jesus, I have to be careful for my own mental health when I read this shit. Sorry, hold on, one more. Jesus. The thing that always just, I can't understand is the stupidity. It's gotta be like, there's gotta be something that's like mind-fucking people. It's, like, it can't just be a raw, I don't understand, I don't know, but hold on, what is this? I see so many DGGers constantly saying that what Saba did was wrong because he was interfering with the case, when all he actually did was inform a witness that a case even existed. Like at Deeds Barb and at Hussein, can you explain why exactly this is morally wrong? And please, without virtue signaling everyone's, like, I can't tell if this is bad faith or like fucking retarded. Like, inform, like, really? Like, that's how, seriously? Destiny, you should actually agree that Saba person fucked over Rose, but he helped your case. I mean, he did. That's what happened, but that was the opposite of what he wanted to happen. I also didn't email her saying that. I don't know what the fuck. Is this a transcript from my video, I guess? I don't know. Oh, and Wicked Supreme says, why so much special interest in this server? I wonder. If there's another server where there are lawyers and other legal professionals discussing this case, I'd be happy to go there too. Like they're getting great legal insight when Esports Batman and all these people have been wrong on every single part. These people are legally fucking retarded. Why the fact that they're lawyers, why the fuck would that matter for any of this? Like, look at that, the legal mindset guy completely fucking lied, remember? Because Lauren sucks and fucks her way through all these people. Nick Riceta, who posted all this shit about me online, about, oh, Destiny did this and he's been doing all these things. Yeah, it's because she's literally dick riding in the background in order to get these people on her side for things, and a lot more streamers as well, by the way. But slut shaming when it's people we don't like, I will slut shame, but the person I'm slut shaming here are the guys that fucking fell for it, especially when it's within your profession. You're gonna change as a lawyer? You're gonna stake your credibility? Cringe.
Minnesota. That's it. That's all we got. That's all that's going on today. My goodness. And everybody's talking about it all over the place. Jeez. All right. You sure nothing else is happening? Yeah, well, I mean, sorry, there's nothing else people are talking about. There's another pseudo-debate between Hassan and Asmongold. That's what I saw. Jones, oh, you want to talk about Destiny's court case? Yeah, I don't care about that.
Who was it? It wasn't Eva, Sasha Gray? Is that the one? Which one? Where is the thing? Link me the clip. Sasha Gray, yeah. Link me the clip.
Asmongold, that's what I saw. Jones, oh, you want to talk about Destiny's court case? Yeah, I don't care about that. Honestly, if you guys want to talk about that, I'm sure Destiny's talking about it. I'm going to talk about this. Probably we'll ban you from the chat for today.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that'll be tomorrow or the next day once we have non-fun stuff to cover. Minnesota. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Also, just like Joan, these people just switched to full-on victim blaming too, based. Esports Batman, top legal professional in the justical community. Okay.
Watch any more of this? Oh, I don't want to watch any more of this.
So we know the videos were shared with Rose, but we don't know what videos, and that she never spoken with him, but was in the loop. So Destiny got played by an e-dating couple. An e-dating couple, right? This is the equivalent to saying something like, oh, Trump got played by Epstein and his young girlfriend. Not exactly the equivalent, but basically, like, what a retarded fuck. These people are so beyond deranged. So Destiny got played by an e-dating couple. Seems like the guy used his relationship with Rose that he met, by the way, on an underage app for children to make friends with each other, that he made a fake account, by the way. Seems like the guy used his relationship with Rose to proxy her in as a third under threats to get Destiny. 95-5 Solo and Rose responsibility here. More like a Tate-type situation. This sort of answers the question about the t-shirt picture, too. Bruh, so Destiny got catfished by a guy who was abusing his girlfriend. Good day not to be him. And then he protected that guy. Yeah, apparently he knew this dude's name for so long. You don't understand. He didn't have the bandwidth. Okay. That's the new cope that Destiny was protecting him? Yeah, Saba switched to like, well, why don't you publish all his info? Why don't you publish all his info? Because when you're on the internet, you think that like, again, like the doxing, that shit doesn't matter. It's not going to do anything to him. Somebody has to like pursue some shit in order to actually do it. But I don't understand how you don't go insane for real. You know, some of us are just built Cuban. It's my Gusano engine. Why would Rose have any responsibility? Because she was a... I don't even want to joke about it. It's fucking disgusting. What a day. Arc Raiders? Oh, I need to go for a fucking walk, okay? My brain needs to reset.